Going to begin my Christmas Eve homily, or Christmas Day homily, rather, in just the way you'd expect. Who's seen The Hobbit? Yeah, I'm a geek. I love J.R.R. Tolkien. He's, of course, the one who wrote Lord of the Rings. A wonderful Catholic, actually. He was a daily mass goer, daily communicant. And his oldest son, John, is a priest in England still, I believe. And there's a lot of Catholicism woven throughout his stories. There's a particular exchange, though, that happens in this movie that struck me when I watched it the other day. It's a kind of a classic story of good versus evil, and there's a particularly nasty bad guy that they're trying to figure out how to address this guy and how to defeat him. And there are two wizards, and one of them is of the opinion that he should be confronted with force. And the only way he's going to be defeated is through a superior force. Push back harder than he can. And so he thinks that through power and intelligence and all of these things, that this evil wizard can be overthrown. The other wizard, however, I think displays a greater wisdom. He says, I don't go in for that. I believe that evil is overcome by ordinary people doing ordinary kindnesses. And I think that's precisely it. The fact of the matter is, evil is in the world. All we have to do is look around. Evil is in the world. Evil has been in the world since the fall. And in many ways, we can look around and say it seems to be getting worse. It seems to be getting darker. So how do we combat this? And again, all you have to do is look around, look in the news, look at what happened in Connecticut just a couple weeks ago. Evil is very definitely alive and well. Now, why am I talking about all this on Christmas? Well, it has everything to do with Christmas, because it has everything to do with the incarnation, the way God chose to be among us. You see, he chose to become a simple, an ordinary person in the eyes of the world. He chose to become this tiny child to show us and to lead us in a virtuous life. When we look at the evils in the world, our temptation is to look at them and say, how are we going to overcome this? How are we going to figure out a way to address this? You know, this is already happening on the national scene with the violence that's recently happened. That's not the solution. Human solutions are not the solution. We can muster all of our strength and all of our resources and all of our intelligence and try to come up with a fix, a human fix. And folks, it will never happen. Ever. There is nothing we can do to combat evil alone. But what we celebrate tonight is the fact that our God is with us more closely than we could ever possibly imagine, more closely than any religion in the world, in the history of the world, has ever claimed. That our God loves us so deeply and so intimately that he will become one of us. He will set aside all of his immense power and dignity to be a child that is helpless and cannot even change himself. That's the reality of what we celebrate as Catholics. That our God is completely self-emptying and does not seek to overthrow evil through a display of power, by getting a bigger stick, so to speak. That our God is far more humble than that. And he shows us the proper way of combating evil. It's not through a strategy. It's not through some political machination. That's precisely the wrong way of looking at it. In fact, God goes deeper than that. He goes way deeper than all of those things. He goes below the surface. He goes right to the heart. And what is the cause of evil in the world? Well, besides the evil one, of course, who stirs us up, it is that thread that he has tied to every one of our hearts that he tugs on. And he incites us towards sin. So, folks, where does evil come from in the world? It comes from in here. Right here. We need look no further than our own chests, our own souls. That's where evil comes from. And yet, our God is bigger than all of that. You know, Jesus shows us, as I said, in his incarnation, he shows us how we are to combat evil. He comes not as a warlord. He comes not as some great emperor. That's the way we would expect him to come. If we were expecting someone to come and change the world, we would expect them to come and swing the sword, to knock aside all of his enemies. And that's indeed what the Jewish people expected out of the Messiah, that he would subjugate the enemies of Israel, that he would become this powerful ruler. And he is powerful, but not in the way that anybody expected. He's powerful because he can conquer evil at its root, in the heart. And folks, that's exactly where we need to allow Jesus in our lives and in our hearts, in our souls, into our hearts, to the heart of the matter. We need to invite Jesus in there. When we look around the world and wonder helplessly while we wring our hands, how can we combat this? There is a solution. We can fight evil, but it's not quick, and it's not easy, but it is the only way. And that is by allowing Jesus to root evil out of our hearts. It starts there. That's where evil starts, and that's where goodness starts. And the fact of the matter is, the power of God is far more than the power of evil. Satan is a toy compared to the power of God. But he's a bigger toy than us. So if we aren't plugged into God, if we aren't leaning on him trustingly, desperately, we are leaning on nothing. But if we lean on him, there is nothing indeed that can stop us. There's nothing that can thwart the power of the gospel in the world. Tonight we celebrate the incarnation. It's a beautiful, amazing story. One that kind of blows our minds. Again, that God would empty himself and come to be a simple, limited creature like us. Become one of us. You know, he did that. He came humbly and quietly and silently. 30 of the 33 years that he walked this earth amongst us, visibly, nobody knew him, except for his family. That's it. So he was quiet, he was humble, and he was patient. And so we are called to be quiet and humble and patient. I'm not saying we should shut our mouths and not stand up for what is right. It's quite the opposite. But when it comes to allowing the Lord into our lives, I think sometimes we let the bang and the clatter of our lives drown him out. Folks, that is precisely the way to lead to defeat. If we want to have victory over evil in our hearts and in the world, we must let him in, and we must do that in silence and humility. the way he lived his life. And he lived that quietly, and then he endured ridicule in his public ministry, and then he also, silently I might add, was tried and was killed. But see, it didn't end there. See, he swallowed up the power of death by rising again. And see, that's what he invites us all to as well. Again, an amazing story, a beautiful story. And the best part about this story is that it's not just a story.